A dome of Arctic air over North America has made for some extra frigid nights. But a handful of places got an extra inch or so of snow. The source? Strange but true, nuclear power plants. Meteorologists noticed on Tuesday night that a plume of snow was drifting downwind from the Beaver Valley Nuclear Power Plant in Shippingport, here in Pennsylvania, near the Ohio border. Plumes from cooling towers at other nuclear sites were also spotted across the Midwest. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier spoke with National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Kane about this frosty phenomenon.
There's this amazing image from your Facebook page of this line of precipitation extending west to east from these power plants in western Beaver County across the Pittsburgh metro area. It's been described as a sort of a mini lake effect. Can you describe what we were seeing this week?
Yeah, it's the same physics that produces the lake plumes off the lake, except this is a much smaller moisture source. The cooling towers at the power plant release warmer, much more humid water vapor into the air. And, of course, if the air, the environmental air is cold, and it was, for instance, yesterday the high was like 13 with a low of 5, so the temperature didn't go too much yesterday, didn't swing too much either way. Snow crystals tend to form their best between about minus 4 and 14 degrees. Now, most of the time, that's further up in the atmosphere. But yesterday, when you have an Arctic cold outbreak like we've had, that's closer to the ground. So when you push warm, moist air into that, it gets buoyant, it tends to rise, and instead of, you know, water vapor, you got it going directly to snow crystals. And if you have the low-level wind flow, of course, blowing as it was yesterday from west to east, you create a plume, almost just like a lake effect plume. It's like a mini Lake Erie that cut through part of Beaver County, right across northern Allegheny County, and as far east as the Westmoreland County line.
Okay, so this is just like frozen steam coming from these cooling towers. That's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, the moisture vapor is turning right into actually snow crystals, instantaneously almost, because the air is so cold. I mean, if we had you know, hundreds of cooling towers right upstream from us, we would have a lot of those plumes coming off, and it would almost resemble a lake effect. But in fact, on many days, you can actually see cumulus clouds that actually get built right from the cooling towers themselves. So, I mean, it generates, you know, clouds a lot of the time. Whenever you're pushing warmer, moist air into the atmosphere and it rises and cools, you generate water droplets, and then if it's really cold, you're going to generate ice crystals. So on many given days, you can see actually a plume of clouds, of moisture vapor above the cooling towers, because that's what's being pushed out.
Were you guys looking at on radar or something, and how did you find this out?
One of our forecasters actually noticed it on radar last night, and we actually had another one today, a smaller plume. Right now it's mixed with the clouds, so you really can't see it very well on radar. And that happens too. It's probably happened before, but if we have our radar in a very sensitive mode, if they're operating very sensitively too, both our radar and actually the radar, the terminal Doppler radar at Pittsburgh International, you can see it quite well.
Now, has this been happening in other parts of the country at other power plants, for instance?
I did hear today that I think there was a power plant up in Chicago that also it was similar as far as producing a plume. And we've probably had it happen here before. However, many times when you have air that cold, an Arctic outbreak, depending on exactly where the orientation of the wind's coming from, the plume is probably mixed in with other lake effect snow, and it's hard to delineate that from the lake effect snow that's coming off either Lake Huron or Erie and both. Yesterday, it was kind of unusual when we had, you know, the winds were coming actually from west to east, and you could see the plume on radar quite clearly, and it wasn't mixed with additional lake plumes.
So how much snow are we talking about?
Well, we had a report of an inch, and we had other reports that, you know, driving got pretty tricky coming out of Pittsburgh towards the North Hills and northern Allegheny County through that plume. It got pretty slippery. With the air that cold, any snow that falls, of course, it could make the driving hazardous. The other thing to remember, too, it was so cold that very little moisture was falling from that. I mean, normally we use a 10-to-1 ratio. 10 inches of snow equals about 1 inch of rain or water equivalent. When it's really cold, that could be as much as 25-to-1 or even 30 to 1. So it was very little moisture content with that that fell out of there. However, you know, once cars travel in that with the air being so cold, you know, cars can actually turn that into a sheet of ice on a highway quite quickly. So it can get pretty treacherous sometimes.
So it was like a really dry snow, like a light, fluffy snow. Is that what it was?
Well, yeah, it was a really light, fluffy snow. In fact, some of the people that actually experienced it, actually, it reminded them of just kind of tiny ice needles or crystals that was falling. And I think that could be similar to if you've ever experienced ice fog before when temperatures get extremely cold, kind of the same thing. However, again, you just had a constant moisture source off the plume, and it constantly in the same area just kept falling over the same area and produced, again, as we know, at least an inch of snow in some spots. Maybe it could have been a tad bit more in others.
So here's a kind of an obvious question, or maybe not so obvious. Is there anything that we should be worried about from having some of the snow come from a nuclear power plant?
Not to my knowledge, not at all. Again, it's my understanding is just strictly a heat and moisture source, and there's, you know, there's nothing else besides that. It would be just like any other heat or moisture source that you would have that would create condensation.
Have you been getting a lot of calls about this?
Oh, it's been absolutely. I mean, I've gotten calls from as far away as Washington, D.C. We've done TV interviews, radio interviews, a lot of news articles. I made the Washington Post, so it's got a lot of publicity. We've gotten, I think, more hits on our Facebook page than we've gotten in a lot of other weather events, even tornadic events. So it's generated an awful lot of interest and enthusiasm.
Well, Rich Kane, thanks for coming on.
Well, you're welcome. Anytime.
That was the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier speaking with Rich Kane, chief meteorologist for the Pittsburgh National Weather Service. And we have some really cool radar pictures of these plumes of snow on our website, alleghenyfront.org.